I'm John DeSando.
I'm Johnny DiBoletto. This is Cinema Classics.
It is. No bigger classic than a film about Superman.
It's a hard thing to pull off.
It is.
So a few weeks ago, you know, we kind of gauged my excitement and expectations for Man of Steel.
Yes.
I have seen it.
All right.
You have seen it.
I have seen it.
And I'm going to tell you that I'm very excited.
Oh, no.
That... They're already planning the sequel, so Superman will live. That's a big deal for me. There are a lot of things wrong with this movie, but there are a lot of things right with it.
Okay, now I'll tell you what's wrong.
Yeah.
There's way too much blow 'em up,
absolutely,
body blows.
Right.
In fact, somebody coming out of the theater, I heard them say, there's an awful lot of unnecessary destruction.
And you're right. You're absolutely right. The scale of destruction is out of whack with the emotional scale of the movie.
Good.
Now, I will tell you this. There's been a lot of griping in years past, especially with Bryan Singer's Superman Returns, that Superman Returns was just a series of Superman catching and lifting big, heavy things. And so they wanted to see Superman fight.
Yes.
And this movie gives you that.
Good Lord.
In spades. Now, what it gets right, because Christopher Nolan was overseeing the production, but he did not direct it, the moron Zack Snyder, responsible for a lot of dopey movies.
Well, he did 300.
He did, which is a dopey movie, but it's a fun movie.
Yes.
But its scale is different.
No.
You know what I mean? He's not dealing with one of the great American characters of all time. So Christopher Nolan takes this, you could see his touch in it, in the way the origin was told. And it was great. It was handled really well. I loved what they did with the wrinkles, the new sort of tweaks that they made on Superman's origin.
But again, for me, the whole Jor-El thing was just a bit too long for me. I wanted to get into where Superman really flies, which is when he's on this planet trying to deal with the contradiction.
Right. Now, but here's where the movie was great, John. One of the things that people miss about Superman is that he's an alien. Came from outer space, now he's raised in Kansas. You lose what makes him so insular. So you really do get a great sense of Clark as alien Earthling.
But back to what I wanted more of.
Yeah.
Superman and Lois Lane.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that's the romantic heart of any of the Superman stories. What I missed in this one, the tension as they try to come to terms with the differences between them. I just didn't find the energy between these two.
You're right. And that's partially because Lois Lane is arguably a more difficult character to get right than Superman.
Good point.
She's only been done right once.
With Margot Kidder.
Yeah. Margot Kidder had that perfect balance of toughness and innocence, how she melted around Superman figure, but how she was a tough-as-nails reporter. You really bought that. Amy Adams was a great move in that direction.
Yes. What do you think about the two of them connecting as best as they can connect before he gets to the Daily Planet?
Right.
And I thought that I lost that great suspense and mystery of, is she ever going to know who he is?
Right.
It appears that she does.
I'm glad you asked it, because it brings us back full circle to Henry Cavill, who I thought was a great Superman.
Yeah.
You know, the test is, can you put on the suit and be taken seriously? And he does.
Good. Well, he's actually much more comfortable in his civilians than some of the other Supermen.
Sure.
In this case, he looks like he belongs as a citizen, even though we know he's an alien.
And I didn't make this observation, but one of my coworkers did. He doesn't really spend any time as Clark Kent, the reporter. He's just young Clark growing into Superman. So that alleviates some of that, am I going to be nerdy? Am I going to be awkward and then go into Superman? He's just this guy who's trying to figure out what his role is. I also thought the singularity of Zod's purpose.
Yes.
And how that plays beautifully off of Superman's duality.
But I think he needed a different barber. that kind of Roman.
I don't know if you know, it was the same barber as Jim Carrey had in Dumb and Dumber.
There's another thing, a small point
that
really excited me. Somehow the way they catapult him into the sky, the way he moves like a rocket through the air. I don't know why, but they've got all this other fancy CGI.
Right.
But this one particular thing seemed to catch his power.
And you know why? Because, John, even you, not being as big a Superman fan as I am, obviously, there's still something magical about seeing a man in that costume. And when it takes off, something about you takes off.
Cinema Classics is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center at the South Campus Gateway, 1550 North High Street. Further details online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows online at wcbe.org or listen to us in full on Facebook.